Welcome to the Lion's Nest Podcast. I'm Peggy, and I'm just a mom making it through motherhood one step at a time. Some days, our kids are amazingly beautiful, and some days, they kind of suck. But I want you to know, you're not alone. I'm going through it too. So please join me, because to be honest, I have no idea what I'm doing. Hi. Welcome. I'm here, hanging out, ready to chat. I know my last couple, I feel like three episodes, have been more personal and about self-discovery, and that's gonna happen sometimes, so... But today I have a full, fun, multiple stories, I feel like, of Sawyer and her shenanigans. But first, I do first want to say that I'm still on the journey of saying I love myself. Wake up, I say it, sometimes I say it in the car. I'm here for it, so I hope... you've joined me on that journey of 30 days of saying I love myself. You're here for it. I encouraged a friend the other day to join in. And so I told her I would text her to remind her to do it. And so I need to remember to do that. So join me. I hope you're joining me, you know? But I just wanted to tell you that I'm doing it. You'll see it on my Instagram. I'm doing it there, publicly doing it. So I hope you are too. Tag me. If you are doing it, tag me. Please. In your story, in your post, whatever it is. Personally send me a message about it. I don't care. But yeah, like Sawyer's just been on one lately. Like everything's been pretty decent, you know. We are still kind of going through a phase of like, if she's not getting what she wants, she begins to cry. Like that's the thing, right? Like she gets the sad face and she just is like sad. And so we've been very much into like negotiating kind of like the deal of like, hey, if you like, I think this morning, you know, I let her watch her show while I was getting myself ready and kind of like before I was about to work out, like we always just, that's how we start our morning. Like she gets to watch one of her shows and then I like, you know, get my pre-workout ready or like sometimes I'll eat oatmeal or whatever. And, she like watched her show and then we worked out and like that was totally fine. But then after we worked out and like I think ate something. And then I was like, hey, I want to watch my show, you know, like it was my turn to relax a little bit. I was like, you play. And she was like, no, it's I want to watch my show. And then that was when she kind of started to like tear up. And then I'm just like, I want to be like soft about it and be like, oh, honey. But I'm like, dude, crying doesn't work with me. You know, like when you cry, it makes me say like, I want to give it to you less, you know, like it makes me more upset. And so I'm trying to find a way to like not be so mad. And so I just like would tell her like, hey, well, once I watch my show and like you've had some time and you've played and you've done other things, like maybe you can watch one of your shows, you know. And so we've been like negotiating like that or like I told her like if you get your book, like I got her this book to do like tracing, like it has mazes and stickers and different things like that. And so I just got that, so that was new. And so she wasn't very good at it, but you know, it's ages like 3 to 5 or something, so I would assume that means there's progress to be made. What I think is funny is, like, the way, like, she holds her pen, you know, it's, like, with a fist. And so, like, I try to, like, correct her hands with it, and she just, like, ugh. And then, like, she won't, like, it's, like, so light, so it's, like, hardly even on the paper. But that's something that'll just come with us practicing, which is fine. And so, like, as I was, like, folding laundry, and I, like, had her do that, and then she was, like, jumping in the laundry. It was wild. But, I had let her, after we had done all of that, I was like, okay, you can watch a couple shows. Because I started reading this book, and it's finally getting interesting. So I was like, I'll just read while you watch, like, the show called Bo on the Go, which, like, is kind of cute. It has them, like, jump up and down and run and do silly things. But, you know, after, like, it's Netflix. So after, like, 4 or 5 episodes or something, I don't even think it's 5. I think it's, like, 4 episodes. It, you know, says, like, oh, are you still watching? And it paused, and Sora goes, what the hell? Why my show stop? And I was like, what? I was like, what did you just say? Like, and she's like, what the hell? Where's my show? And I was laughing so hard, because the way she says hell is, like, it's so cute. It almost makes me be like, use that word on a regular. I mean, she, like, used it correctly. You know, she didn't say, like, go to hell, which, like, I don't think I've ever said. So I don't think she would say that. But I do think that Luis and I say what the hell all the time. Because then, like, so wait, first. So I was like, told Sawyer, I was like, oh, I was like, I mean, that's probably not really an appropriate word for you to say. So maybe when you're older, you can say that. And she's like, oh, when I'm older? And I was like, yeah. So I also use that a lot. Like, I use that for coffee. Like, when she's like, can I drink your coffee? And I'll say, no, when you're older. Or one time I was having my period, and she was like, what is that? And I was like, oh, when you're older. And she's like, oh, when I'm older, I'll have that happen. So we use, like, when you're older a lot. So I was just like, you know, when you're older, you can use that word. And Luis comes home, and like, right before I was putting her to bed, so she was, like, brushing her teeth, and while they're doing that, I was like, Sawyer, what did you say today? And she's like, oh, yeah, when I'm older, I can say that. And I was like, no, it's okay, like, tell your dad what you said. And he was like, what did you say? And she was like, hail. He was like, what? And she said, hail, hail, hail. And he was just laughing, and I was just laughing. And then she, like, because she also went pee, she, like, bent over to, like, pick up her shorts, and she goes, what the hell? So funny. Like, you know, like, there's worse swear words she could be saying, and I just feel like that's the least of my worries. I almost feel like I just want to let her say it. Is that messed up? Because it's so cute. Like, it's not bad. I mean, she said the F word, like, a handful of times when she was younger, but, like, definitely before she knew how to use words. Like, you know, like, she could repeat them, but she didn't know how to use them. But, like, now, because she uses so many words with intent, like, her new phrase lately also, she'll say, oh, really? You know, like, I'll be like, oh, like, it's really hot outside. And she's like, oh, really? Or, like, we were walking, me and my cousin and Sawyer, and we walked, like, a mile and a half, like, there and back to just through my neighborhood. And, oh, I think I said this, like, last episode, but we, like, learned what a driveway was and, like, what a alley was. And she'd be like, really? Oh, really? You know, like, so, like, but it's just funny, like, how she states it as a question and, like, how she uses that, because I would assume, like, I must say that, you know, but she just uses words, like, properly so well. So the idea that she's, like, using the phrase what the hell, like, in the right way, like, I don't know. That's not bad. I say a lot of swear words, so I feel like that's just, like, the best case scenario of the phrase she could have picked up. I actually think I use, like, I don't know what I was doing earlier, but like I like just whisper swear words, like either like shit or like, oh, motherfucker. Like I think I do that all the time. And so I'm waiting for like those phrases to come out and I'm gonna be like, ooh, I should stop. But maybe I whisper them like under my breath enough that she doesn't hear it. Oh man, now I forgot what else she did over the weekend. She's just been so funny, like, so funny. Oh, no, this was not funny. That's right. That was the other thing she did that was not funny, and it made me sad. And I know she, like, I don't even know why she would really say it, because we don't say it, but I was, like, helping her get ready for bed the other night, and she's, I was like, hey, let's, like, brush your teeth, and she was like, no, she's like, I don't want to because I hate you. And I was just like, what? Like, you hate me? And she's like, yeah, I hate you. And, you know, like, she said hate before. And, like, I've tried to say, like, you know, that's a really strong word. Like, let's not use that, you know, and try to explain, like, why it's, like, you know, like, hurtful and strong and stuff. And so then she'll be kind of like, oh, okay. But, yeah, she, like, said it, like, multiple times. And I was kind of like, well, I was like, you don't mean that. And she's like, yeah, I don't love you. I only love daddy. And I was just like, well, if you only love daddy, then you must want him to brush your teeth. And she was like, yeah. And so then, of course, Luis is like trying to do something before we put her to bed. And I was just like, well, she hates me, so you have to do it. Because like then I like got an attitude, right? Like then my feelings were hurt. And I'd like think I told her like, hey, that hurts my feelings. Like, please don't say that. And then she was like, okay, but I don't love you. So then I was just like irritated. So then Luis was irritated because then like I, whatever he was trying to do, I interrupted. And so then he like, you know, talked to Sawyer and he was like, you, or went on when he went to go help her, he's like, you know, she doesn't actually hate you. And I was like, I know, but it just feels wrong. Like it felt wrong for me to like continue to brush her teeth, you know, like out of spite, I guess, or something. Like maybe I was being moody too, but you know, then we like got her to bed and we've been doing this thing where with, she has this one little bear stuffed animal and we named it Barry, and Luis like one day picked it up and gave it a voice and kind of did like a puppet show, you know, like he talks to her and they like do different things. And so, she like requested Barry and whatever. So we did that. And then when we were saying our goodnights, I like looked at her and I was like, Sawyer, like, I need to talk to you. Like, it did hurt my feelings. You said that. And I really don't think you meant it. But, like, and she was like, oh, okay. Like, I do love you, mommy. And I was like, okay. And I told her, I was like, well, no matter what, Sawyer, like, even if you don't love me, like, I love you no matter what. And she goes, okay, but I don't love you. I was just like, oh my God, like salt the wound, why don't you, you know, like God. And of course, like the next day she like wakes up and loves me and says she loves me and like blah, 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 you know. So I know like it wasn't real or anything. Like it's not like she's a teenager and saying she hates me. But it was like so sad. Like I was just like, man, like what the hell? it's just fucked up, you know, like no parent wants to hear their kids say that. And like I get it, I'm around her the most, I make the rules, her and I, like we spend the most amount of time together, so you're, you know, she's not gonna show me that affection that she shows Luis. Like all day today she said, I just wish daddy was here, I just wish daddy was here, you know, or I miss my daddy. So I get that. And I understand why she wants him there, you know, like he does spend less time with her and they need that, you know, but it sucks to be told they don't love you because probably because she spends so much time with me, you know, like that's her reason, I would assume, behind it, that so she, you know, like, and not that she even knows why she's saying it. It was probably just a way to get her dad in there to help her, but that sucked. That was not fun at all, and I did not like it. So other than that scenario, she's been super funny. That was a not funny night, but that's what happens. And I'm not going to write that one down in my diary. She first told me she hated me. No, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, it's funny. Like, I had a conversation with one of my clients the other day that they said, like, oh, when they say these things, like, you should write them down because you'll never remember all of it. And I've tried to do that before, like on the sweet moments, but it's like, yeah, man, these crappy moments, like, I bet you out of all of them, like, I'm always going to remember that she sat there on the toilet and told me she didn't love me and that she hated me at 3 years old instead of the what the hell moment, you know, or I don't know, just hundreds of funny moments all the time that I'm like laughing about. I'm always like, oh, I got to remember that to tell my mom or whatever. But yeah, I'm not going to probably remember those. And I'm going to remember this one moment that makes me sad. And I won't even have to write that one down. Like, how lame is that? Like, our brains work in weird ways. My mom always used to say that too, that I would remember like the time she stubbed her toe and said fucking A, and one time we got pulled over by a cop and she like called him he went back to his car and she called him an asshole. And I feel like I brought those two scenarios up, I would assume, a bunch of times, because she'd be like, why do you always remember those moments? Why do you always remember that? You know? So I'm assuming that's, I don't know if that's just me or if that's a natural sort of reaction or memory thing. I don't know, you get it. But oh, my mom used to get so mad when I'd bring this up. I don't know why too. I was pretty young when she got pulled over like by the cop. Like, I had only been like 11 maybe. We were like, I was in the back seat and we were with my stepdad, and yeah, they left and she's like, that guy's an asshole. Sorry, mom. But yeah. So tell me what's going on with you. What funny swear words have your children said lately? They all got to say it, right? I mean, that's like a rite of passage that your child swears. Right? I mean, I guess it's because like I swear so much that it is odd to me when like other people don't swear. Or then I like get hyper aware that I do swear so much. So I'm like, oh man. And two, when I'm around other people's children, I'm really good at like not swearing, but around my own kid, I just like can't get it together. But yeah, just tell me, or just anything funny. Or maybe your kids also told you they didn't like you. Tell me about that. How'd that make you feel? Did you also feel like that sucked? Because I feel you. But if you'd like, you can always email me at thelionsnestpodcast@gmail.com. You can DM me at my Instagram at thelionsnest.podcast. You can comment or direct message me, whatever you feel like. Well, I hope you enjoyed this, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.